For the mighty excellence of your name, Almighty Yah, it is a great name and a magnificent name. As we are here in the Beit of our Abba to worship, to bless and to praise you for all things, we do ask you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach that your anointing will flow, that you will bless Israel. For we are in need of your instructions, Almighty Yah. We know that you are the Most High and there is none other like you. For your ways are excellent, your thoughts, they are far above the Shemayim, the heavens. We need you today. We need your wisdom and instructions. We need your understanding. We need your liberation in our lives that we may be free from the power of our own will to rule us. We know that those that are led by Haruah, your spirit, they are the sons of Yah. We delight in that leading of our Abba. Do lead us, guide us, and instruct us in the way plainly, our Abba. We do barak you for this Wednesday Scripture Truth gathering. Those that are listening by the live internet stream, those that will hear the broadcast in some other form, this message, may it be an inspiration unto them all as they receive the words of faith, as the words that you speak unto us bring about a transformation, change us, and transform our lives into the image of your dear Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. So we pray for your manservant that you will bless him and strengthen him, that the words may have their free course in the lives of your people. We do pray that your kingdom come. We do pray for the restoration of the whole house of Israel, that we may be one, not walking in carnality, but walking in the spirit of our Abba. Bless us all here tonight, our brothers and sisters that are scattered in many parts of the world. We pray for them, that you will bless them and strengthen them, and feed bread to the hungry and water to those that need to be revived. We do pray for them. We ask you to help us all and continue to bless us as we press on in the kingdom work to do all things to please you. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel. We shall bless you and esteem you forevermore for all that you have done. Israel cried hallelujah.
Thank you, Yahweh.
We do cast all of our cares upon you, our Abba. We told her, Yah, for all things. We do ask that your strength and your blessing rest upon the house of Israel. We ask you to bless us all tonight, to give us that strength that we need. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, and all his people cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say shalom. In the hope of Yahshua, may Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. We certainly do bless Yah for all things. What an excellent time that he has granted unto Israel, that he may prove himself who he is, what his covenant is unto a people that truly trust him. We have a generation in are the law religious facets that deny the essentials and the power of His truth. This is a generation that is far removed from the truths of Almighty Yahweh. Every man is going about seeking to establish his own righteousness in doctrines that are based upon fabrications of interpretation of Scripture. It is not based upon the revealing truths of Scripture that was revealed in Yahshua HaMashiach. For Yahweh He set the power of His living Word to give us clarity, that there would be no doubts at all, that there would be a consensus, one mind, and that is the mind of Yahshua. And we have this diversity of religious thinking today, and it never produces any fruit at all. It produces discussions, debating, fighting, friction, but it never produces the power of the will of Yahweh in the lives of the people. And that is that the mind will produce this desire and will to please Almighty Yah. And so everyone has a private interpretation. Everyone has their own understanding. And of course, they do not need anyone to instruct them in the simplicities of the truths of Almighty Yahweh. And so what we have is this debacle today. We have this mess. And that is all it is. Because it is not a fruit-producing society. Everything that it produces, it is corrupt. It is vile, and it doesn't produce the very power. And that is the significant elements of the strength of Yahweh in the lives of the people. We must go to the Bereshit of all things, the beginning, and find out how Yahweh, as He deals with His people, and He deals with us for one purpose, brothers and sisters, and that is to prove us, to test us. Because there must be a people that possess the character, the will, the desire to stand for Him. And so everything that transpires in our lives, it is to prove us. I want to show us in Scripture. I want to begin there in Shemoth, Exodus chapter 1, verse 12. We have read the Scripture, but it has great significance there. It tells us of the situation of Israel, that the king of Mizraim, Egypt, that there was a ruler and a pharaoh that rose up that did not know them. Now this is a society that has no understanding of the truths of Yahweh. It has rejected the Torah, the mitzvah of Yah has no value in the lives of this generation. So there arose a king that did not know them. We understand that every heart of the king is in the hand of Almighty Yahweh. This was not some misfortune or mishap. It was the will and the plan of Almighty Yah. And I will show us that in Scripture. So there arose a king that was not familiar with the children of Israel. He had no connection with them. And he began to see them as a threat to his power or his kingdom rule. And that is what the power that has arisen out of the earth, this false spirit today, that it is, or it believes that the truth of Yah is a threat to the kingdom rule and power. And that is so. And so what the king began to do, the Pharaoh began to cause the children of Israel to be taken under rigor labor. He began to oppress them. He began to cause them to labor even more intensely. And that is why in this hour there is an intense labor today to make sure that we are working out our salvation with fear and trembling before Yah. It is not something that we lay or put on the back burner. This has to be a serious thing in our lives today. It has to be something that is serious. It has to have the utmost value to us. We must work out our soul or our being, our salvation, before Yah with fear and trembling. And so there arose this Pharaoh in the midst of the house of Israel. He began to cause the taskmasters to task them heavily with great rigor, to press them, that they began, at that moment, they began to cry out unto Yah. That is the only thing that is going to cause this generation of the people and the true seed of Israel to begin to cry out to Yahweh. We are not a people that is consistent in our lives before Him. We must understand the reality and the actualities of things in our own lives. We must understand the seriousness of this walk with Almighty Yahweh. We cannot be pretenders, but we must be real. And we have practiced that very well, that we have perfected that pretending spirit. We pretend to be something that we actually are not. And the only way you will approve what is in the pudding, it must be tested. It must be proved. It must go through rigor. It must go through changes. And there are things in our lives that we must change. There are attitudes, there are spirits that we allow to dominate our minds, dominate our Ruah, and it is not a direct leading of the Ruah of Almighty Yah. For when a man is led by that spirit, he is led to truth. And we know that Yahweh, His standard, His statutes, they are righteous. And His Torah, of the power of the Torah, is truth. His Torah is the truth. And so without us being tested and us going through any kind of rigor, you will never know what you possess. You will never understand the quality of one's character unless they are proven. And that was just not a happen chance that they were taken into Egypt. It was the plan of Yah. It was the will of Almighty Yahweh. It was the instructions of Yahweh to bring His people to that place. And it was for a purpose. It was to prove not only them, but to prove to them who He is. And in our lives, He is not proven unto us. That is why our emunah, our faith, is very shallow. Our faith is not strong. We cannot believe Yahweh for the very smallest of things, circumstances, or situation. Now, we may titillate ourselves and say that I do, but then we deceive ourselves. It is almost like a man saying that I can run 100 miles and never ran a mile. You cannot do that unless you have proven yourself through the course or courses that you are able to handle that kind of a situation. So Yah caused this Pharaoh to rise up to establish the excellence of His name, His strength, His power, and His ability to deliver His people. He has caused a government to rise up in this hour. Not only does this government govern our natural lives, but it governs your mind. It governs every aspect of your thinking. It teaches you what to think. It instructs you how to think. It forms your mind by the power of what it allows to penetrate your thought, or it allows in its media, allow you to hear or to understand. And so what Yahweh says, He allowed this government, this Pharaoh, to rise to prove Him. To prove Him. And in the process of Him proving His children to test them, it would make known unto them the excellence and the power of Yahweh's might. We do not understand the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. We have no comprehension of the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. It is almost some kind of a mystical thing that is far from us. It has no true reality to the people of Almighty Yah, because if we did, we will lay down our lives for Him. We don't do that. We're not willing to lay down this flesh and allow it to come to nothing. But we raise it up. We strengthen it in its rebelliousness, its sins. And yet we never experience the very might of His power. Proving that we are sons is going to have to be proved. The scripture says that HaMashiach, He was led by the Ruah of Yah into the wilderness to be tempted, literally to be tested by Shatan. He was led to be tested. And that is what we are in a time and an hour whereby you are truly going to be tested. Scripture says this in Shemoth in Exodus chapter 1 verse 12. It says, but the more they afflicted Anah, I want to express that definition in the Aramaic mindset. It is one thing that we must understand what Yahweh tries to convey on to His people. The English vernacular in many instances does not express to Israel what the Abba is trying to say. Now listen to this. But the more they were, or the more they afflicted Anah, to put them down, to cause them to become low, to be depressed, to be downcast, and above everything is to be humbled. And that was the process that Yah took His people through, to humble them. That is very valuable and vital. This is not a humble generation. It has no humbleness of Yahweh. It is arrogant. It is a very pious and haughty people today. You examine your own attitude and see how humble you are. So the more that they were afflicted, do you not know that the more you humble yourself, the greater is the power of your strength, your resolve, and your will? We have not been taught that. When a man is cast low, or he will take a back seat for his brother or his sister, it is not the mindset of this generation. Because we think more highly of ourselves than we do others. And the more that they were afflicted, was that the will of Almighty Yah for them to be afflicted? Well, certainly it was. He meant for them to be cast down. He wants His people to be brought low. Yahweh is the one that exalts. He is the one that establishes house. And He wants you to know it was not by any might or power that you possess. He wants you to know that is Him. And that is why He is always proving His people. So the more they cast them down, the more they belittle them, the more they brought them low, the more they oppressed them, the more that they humble them. You must understand what a man has power over you. He is the one whereby you get your bread and water. You must humble yourself before that one. He may be arrogant. He may be a hard taskmaster. But you must still humble yourself. And the humble servant is the one that is always getting the better end of the bargain. Yahweh suffer and permits these things that we will walk in the lights of His knowledge as to who He is, and the reason that He permits all things to transpire in our lives. But look at this. The more that they afflicted them, the more that they cast them down, the more that they call themselves weakening them, it says the more they multiplied and they grew. The more one is afflicted, you tell me that one is going to grow. You tell me that there will be a multiplication of one's strength. You tell me the more that one is afflicted, the more that they will increase in understanding and learning. The more one humbles oneself, the more that they will increase in the knowledge of Almighty Yah. And the more that they were driven, the more they multiplied. We are a generation, we are not driven. We are not willing to afflict our flesh. We are not willing to afflict it for anything at all. That is why we are a lethargic generation of people. That's why there is no progressive power in the people of Almighty Yahweh. That's why there is no driven desire for a tremendous will to pray to have faith, to truly lay hands upon those that need the prayer of faith. We just don't have that today. Because there is no willingness to afflict, to humble our flesh, to cast it down, to bring it down, to submit it unto the Torah and the teachings of Almighty Yahweh. And because we have not done that, we have not increased in the substance of Yah. They increase. They multiplied. The more that they were afflicted, they were oppressed and depressed, they were cast down, the more they multiplied. The more that they were tried, the more they multiplied. The more that the enemy came against them, the more they multiplied. When the enemy come against us, we decrease instead of increasing. When the enemy began to battle in our mind, we decrease. There is no will to press on. There is no strength and power to press beyond the barriers that our mind of limitation has brought us subject unto that will. There's nothing beyond that. There's no willingness to press beyond that. And so we become weak. We become less sufficient. We become unwilling. We try to reason and to find a way. And that is what they did too. You must understand that he did that to prove them. When they began, the taskmasters began to drive them with great rigor. They began to weep then. They began to cry. They began to cry out unto the Abba of their Avat Ibrahim. They began to cry out. The tears, they began to cry out unto Yah. Because the rigor was intense. The testing was one that was very intense. It was a grueling test. And I must tell you, we're going to have a tremendous test. We're a time of testing. One can never prove the essence or what is in one without a test. And Yahweh has always used a test to show us that we are making failing grades. It is always when one take a test, they miss more than they should have. They go and re-examine the test. When they do it carefully, they will say, I knew that answer. That's the right answer. Ah, that is the right one. And we know the right way to walk. We know the right things to do. You know the right kind of mindset to have. And because we're not willing to do it, we're not willing to bring this flesh down and to destroy the power of it, then there is going to be a great test, a great affliction upon Israel. And Yahweh is going to be proven. He is going to be proven. And in the midst of that, he will prove who is on his side. He will prove who is on his side. The more they afflicted them, the more they tried them, Scripture says, the more they multiplied and they grew. They became stronger. Their resolve to press on and to cry out to Yah, it became stronger. And because of that, Yahweh raised up a Nabi, a prophet in the midst, that he sent him unto Pharaoh to tell him to let my people go. And the purpose of Moshe and Aharon was to prove the one that will do or bring the deliverance unto Israel, that he will get honor upon his name. And so when a man is afflicted, when Yahweh calls a man to be afflicted, it is to prove the essence of the man's love. We resort to what they did when they got in the wilderness, don't we? We began to murmur. We began to look back on Egypt, Mizraim. We began to think of the flesh pots. We began to think of the garlic and all of the wonderful things that we perceive that we have abandoned for a life of cruelty, for a life that there is no expectation. And Yahweh says, I'm going to afflict my house. I'm going to humble my house. He is going to humble his people. He is going to bring them down. He is going to humble them. That they are going to, with great adoration, they are going to identify him and recognize him for the excellence of his power. He is going to do that. And you will know the seed of Israel, because the more that they are afflicted, they will multiply and they will grow. They will grow in the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. They will grow in the obedience unto Yah. They will grow in their sincerity unto Yah. They will grow in their devotion unto Yah. They will do that. Let me use a prime example. It is almost that when your body is taken by some form of sickness, you tend to become a little more serious about even praying. Because when the pains began to ricket your body, you cry a little more. When you have a sense of fear that death is imminent, you began to cry out, you began to pray, because you want that sure resolve, don't you? And yet in the midst of all of that affliction, Yah says, I will test, I will prove what is at the level that you may increase your purpose, understanding of me, and your willingness to trust me will be greater than you could ever perceive. We really just don't trust Yahweh the way we ought to. We have no great confidence in him. He is not proving in this generation. We prove our flesh often. We prove our will and our disobedience, but we don't prove him. And the more that they afflicted him, the more that the people robbed, the more they increase. They became great to become many. They became much numerically. They increased greatly, exceedingly. A wise man, he increases in wisdom. He hears and he increases his wisdom. So the affliction to a wise man, he understands that all things that transpire my life, if I love Yah, they work for my good. Why? Because I'm called according to his purpose, according to his will. For we know that all things work for the help of those that love Yah, that truly love Yahweh. When a man doesn't love Yahweh, he can never understand the afflictions. He began to mutter and began to call out to the strange gods. He began to make excuses. He began to murmur. He began to charge Yahweh foolishly. In all of the afflictions of Job, he never charged Yah foolish. And even though his friends were there, it was to keep him in that mind of humbleness, that he was humble, not arrogant and boastful before Maria. First question that many ask Yahweh, why? What is the reason for this? Never understanding that Yah proves himself in everything. And what a great delight he takes in that, to prove himself to you. When a man is in the midst of this great battle, and you find no way to escape, they had no way out unless there was a mighty deliverance for Israel, those Hebrews. They were not coming out of that nation. Unless there's a mighty deliverance by the hand of Almighty Yahweh, you will never come from under this oppression of this nation and the nations of the world. You will never overcome the power of the spirit that rules in this nation. You will never have any strength at all. Never. And unless Yahweh proves his hand, you will never know. You will never understand the power of Almighty Yahweh. He will always be what he is to us. This figment, this imagination is a imaginary thing that we imagine. He must become the reality of our lives. He cannot be just some kind of mystical form or this being. He must become the reality of our lives. He has to be. He must be the center and the focus of our lives. And that is what Yahweh wanted to get in the left of Israel, that you will turn your eyes upon me, that you will look to me for all things. We must be gone to do that, because if you don't, in the midst of this great affliction, you are going to fall. And that is the truth. That's why many are falling. They were never the seed of Yah. Look at this, what Yah speaks unto Israel in Devarim chapter 8. He tells them, now I want to exhort you to be cautious. I bless you all. He says, I want my truth or my mitzvah, my instructions, I'm going to enforce them. And you will know that I'm dealing with you, Yisrael, and all of my promises shall come to pass. Now Yahweh is going to enforce His Torah. He is going to do that. You're not going to do it the way you want to. You're going to do it the way He commands you. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1. Yahweh did not say some, but He said all the mitzvah, all of my commandments, which I command you this day, shall you shoma, or you shall observe to do. Now when someone observes something, they're very conscious of that thing. You just don't look at it, you observe it. When you observe something, you tend to pay attention to certain details. That's what you do. You may look at a picture or something, and it's just a passing thing. But when someone shema or observe the mitzvah ayah, they pay attention to every little detail. Now that is what He commands us to do. To pay attention to everything that He says, because every word of Yahweh is pure. Every word is pure. He doesn't speak vain words or wasted words. He speaks pure words. Everything He speaks is pure. So He commands them, all of the mitzvahs I command you this day, shall you observe, and you shall do them. Why? That you may live. Now that has not changed. The instructions of Yahweh, if you don't do them, you are not going to live. Do you hear that? All that He commands you to do, you observe to do it, and He said there is life in that. Now what Yahshua HaMashiach does, He shows us the power of that living Torah, the word of Yah, 3 days, 3 nights in the grave, and He got up. Now He shows us the power of the living Torah. He said, now if you do what all I command you, there shall be life, and you shall, that you may live. He said, not only will you live, and you will multiply. You will increase. Why have we not increased in revelation understanding? And when I say revelation, I mean the simple truths of Yah, that they cause our lives to represent what He commands us to do. That our lives are a representation of Him. Not something that takes you in the fifth stratosphere. Revelation of Yah is something that brings the reality of Yah home to us, and that we have a great confidence in Him. Not something that takes your mind out to the tenth stratosphere, that no one knows that. No! It's revelation, the revelation of HaMashiach, as we see. It is the real, revealed power. It is the purpose and the hope of the living Word of Yah. So He said, observe. Shema. To do all. Not some now. You want to do some, but you don't want to do all. You like the particular part that is an aesthetic to you and pleasing, but you don't want to do it all. He said, if you do all, observe to do all, you will live. And not only will you live, but you will multiply. Your strength will be increased. Your desire will be increased. Your will be increased. Your purpose to please me, you shall have strength, and you shall sense the increase of that. He said, and not only that, you will go into the land, you will possess the land which Yahweh declared to your avot. Verse 2, He says, and you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Abba led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Now, why did He do that? He could have taken them into the promised land that same day. Why did He lead them? Why 40 years? We are very obstinate people. We're not a people that's willing. He led them for 40 years for one purpose. To humble, to anah, to afflict them, to humble them, and to prove you to know what was in your life. Now that's why He led them for 40 years. to humble them because they were not humble. We understand why our situations are difficult at the time because you're not humble. Yeah, you're not humble. We have this condescending attitude. We're very pompous. You're nothing but clay, a lump of filthy clay. You stink. I said to my wife today, the stench that I was embellishing, I said, boy, I certainly did stink. And it was a horrible smell, too. I'm quite sure you never smell like that, okay? But Yah says, I led you 40 years to prove one thing, to afflict you, to humble you, to annul, to humble you. I led you these years to cause your heart to be humble, to annul you, and to prove you, to know what was in your lever. What do you mean, Yah? Whether you would keep my mitzvah or not. I did that to show you what was in you, to prove to you whether you would keep my sayings, to obey them, to do them, where they will be pleasing unto you. That is why David said, examine me, Yah. Yahweh must examine you, brothers and sisters. And there's only way he's going to examine you by the spoken word today. You don't study it enough. It is not pleasing to read and to study the book. But he cried unto Yahweh, examine me, O Yahweh, and prove me or test me. I want you to test me. That should be our prayer. Examine me, Yah. Test my love. And see, do I have the integrity to obey your mitzvah, to keep your truths, to remember your ways, Yah. Examine me. You must be examined. You don't want Yah to examine you. His word is sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword. And that's what it does. It opens you up. It examines you. Oh, that's what it does. It examines you. Examine me, Yahweh. And prove me and try my reign, try what controls me, and try my life. Not only do you examine me, but I want you to test me, to prove me. Not only do I want you to prove me, but I want you to try the spirit that guides me and rules me, and I want you to try my inward parts. I want to know what is there, what is genuine. We don't want that today. We want things that are superficial. We want men that are superficial. We want men to speak unto us smooth things. We like things that do not offend what is in our lab because we don't want that examined. Yet David said, examine me. Show me what's in me, Yah. Try my reign. Try the ruling power in me. Try my lab. Prove what is in me. He led them 40 years to prove whether they would obey his mitzvah or not. And they still did not obey it. They still did not go into the place of promise. I'm here to tell you that metaphor of the promised land, whereby it was filled with milk and honey. And yet those that were 19 and under that went in, they corrupt the land even more than their forefathers. This generation is more corrupt than the generation that it precedes. It is a vile, evil, sadistic generation. It's one that is corrupt and evil. And they went after every strange god. They laid under every bay tree. And they integrated the house of Israel with every nation there is. With the Hittites, the Hivites, the Ammonites, and the Amorites. Every nation. When a man disobeys the commands of Yah, he allows every kind of spirit to come in and reign or to rule or take control over his mind, his emotions. That's why some of you all are as fickle as a pickle. You up 1 minute, you're down. You're fickle, you're disgusted, you're despair. You're oppressed, so oppressed, depressed. Ruah of Yahweh stabilizes a man because he is not led by the emotional things in his life, but he is led by the power of the truth of Yah. And the word of Yah stabilizes a man's mind. The word of Yah produced the mind of Hamashiach. He wasn't up, down, sideways, flip-flop, willing to run. Generation has no strength at all. And yet they want those pious things, those sweet things. Tell me lies. Give me things that re-fortify the strength of my rebellious nature. Yah says no. He's not going to do it. He brought them out to prove them. To prove what? Whether your love is sincere. Hallelujah. He calls you to sit here tonight, hear this word, to prove whether your love is sincere. To prove what's in you. To prove whether you're willing to obey Him. He said, I'm going to test you. And we think that Yah's not going to test us. We are deceived. He knows what's in you. And so the test actually shows you what it's lacking, doesn't it? You take a test, you make 65. And you know that the passing grade is 89 or 80. And they have lowered the standards today. That is pathetic. When I was in school, you had to make around 80 really to pass. You had to make that. Oh, you made anything under that, it was a D. 79 was a D when I was in school. Period. You had to make at least 80. You had to get 80%. And what the test always did prove, your lack of concentration, your lack of studying, your lack of preparation, your lack of being prepared, that's what it does. That's what it does. And so when the word of Yahweh comes to draw the reins of your heart, your spirit, your mind, it shows you how unprepared you are. And that is why we are aggressive against Him. That's why we get offended. That's why we get angry with Almighty Yah. That's why you do that. Because it actually shows you the essence of what's in you. He showed them what was in them. And they still did not go in. They still did not go in. 40 years to test them. 40 years. How long has He been testing you? And some of us that are a little older, we have had the same setbacks that we had 15 years ago. Something is wrong with you. Something is missing from your ruah. Something is drastically missing. And the same test we never pass. We never overcome. We are never prepared for the test that is ahead. And yet in the midst of that, He proved Himself to them 40 years with manna, food. And yet He proves Himself to us with the living manna. They ate that manna and they died. We eat the living word of Yeshua, the word made flesh, and we live. We live. They ate and they died. We eat and we can live. So He proved them. And in the midst of proving them, He proved Himself. It is the only way you're going to be qualified for the task ahead. There must be a test. You will never be qualified until you're tested. Never. I was telling you all some time ago, you all may not remember, but I was telling you all about banking institution, Wall Street banking. It's a banking institution in Wall Street. It is called Goldman Sachs. Now this year they have 25,000 employees. I told you all it takes sometimes 500,000 interviews to get a job there. 500 interviews to get there. That is the truth. You don't go there and become an employee there without being tested. They're going to prove whether you have the resolve and the strength to endure the rigor, to be committed, to be a family with Goldman and Sachs. And this year I was reading an article. It is almost unreal. It's almost surreal. In the fourth quarter of this year they made $16 billion. Listen now. They have 25,000 employees. The average salary when one goes to work there is $222,000 a year. That is an enormous amount of money. This year, because of the aggressiveness of the people, the managers, the markets, they chose to invest their monies, their funds, the hedge funds. Each employee will get a grand total salary, and these are the lower level ones. The salary will be $622,000. Now their managers will make minimum $10 million. The man that just left Mr. Paul to become Secretary of Treasury for Mr. Bush, even though he doesn't work there, he will make $40 million. Now they test you through a process, 500-600 interviews, and the ones that are not capable of pressing through that, they never get hired. It is simply those that keep the same poise, the same nature. After 10 interviews, they've impressed, I should be hired. And there are another 40 interviews. Come on, man! Come on, this is getting quite monotony. Yet it's those that keep the same composure, same spirit. Regardless of the test, regardless how those that have been there, how they test them, they keep the same composure. Because they understand that there's a great reward at the end. If I become a part of this, this is all right. I'm well taken care of in my life. And not only that, but they get stock, so the stock is more valuable than the dollar. I have stock in HaMashiach, so it's greater than the value of the dollar today. Yahweh is always going to test. He's always going to prove His people. And when His people are afflicted, they will multiply. Because they understand what ingredients are going into them. That they will make known who He is. Every test of Mizraim, it was one to prove the hand of Yah. And everything He does, it is to prove His power. Are we going to allow Him to lead us and to guide us? Are we going to let our preconceived notions, our emotions, our feelings, our ignorance guide us? And we tend, the latter, our ignorance tend to guide us more than anything. It's not the Ruah of Yah. Not at all, because He took His own living word and caused it to be pressed into the wilderness to be tested and tempted of Shaitan. And I'm here to tell you there is a test. And you have not begun even to enter into the very heat of the test. And we fail before we get there. We are failing. Examine me. Tell Yah to examine you. He needs to examine you and He needs to prove you. Hallelujah. And try the rules or the reign that rule in your lev. And He said, try my lev, Yah. Moshe goes on to say, and He humbled, He honored you, He afflicted you. And He allowed you. Isn't that amazing that He allowed? He permitted. He suffered. He subjected them. He allowed them. Allowed you to hunger. So that He could feed you with manna. Which you knew not. You had never had anything like that. Neither did your avot know. That He might make you to know that man does not live by bread alone. That is what the test is to prove to you. You do not live by what you can see. It is not your visual perception as to what you can see or what you understand. The knowledge of Yahweh is far, far above your little carnal stupidity. Select a generation. You know, man who wrote me today, he said, Pastor Robbins, I listen to you often. And although you can be a little hard, a little tough. I write him back and say, my brother, there are people that tell me all the time, if you did not preach like that, I wouldn't even listen to you, because there are so many out there that are sugarcoating and giving the people these false sugar pills. That's what they're doing. That's why the nation today is consumed with every kind of pharmaceutical medicine, every kind of medicine there is. I was listening today to the they had a hearing today on the Hill with these medicines that these children and the adults, it is actually these Prozacs, these pills are literally causing them to become so suicidal. They're killing, taking guns to the head, blowing out their brains, killing them, killing everyone. And there was one woman there, she was irate. She was saying, "You all sit on your," that's what she said, "you all know what's going on. You understand what's going on, and yet you will not get off your butts and do nothing." They do understand. This will understand. And this is bringing the people unto a slave bondage. That's what it is. Their minds are brought unto slavery. That's what it is. This will give you the vision of how you act, how you respond, and that's what you do. You are ignorant. We are dumbed down. We look dumb, we act dumb, we walk dumb. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man with wisdom, he walks different than a man that is without wisdom. He shall brought you all through these wilderness for 40 years to humble you. I've permitted you to go hungry so that I could feed you and you will know. Now that is amazing. He's allowed you to go hungry that I will prove that I can feed you. We don't believe that. David said, "Feed me, Yah. Feed me with your living word until I want no more." So Yahweh tries to prove to us, "I can feed you. But I like popcorn." He said, "No, I'll give you manna." But I like hamburger. He said, "But I will give you the living word." So he brought them there to just simply prove to them. He suffered them to go hungry to prove to them, what is it to feed you? If I feed the sparrows, you think it's a difficult thing for me to feed you? If I make sure they have worms to eat, you think it's tough? So I want you to get hungry. I want to suffer you to go hungry. I want to prove that I'm able to do this. Now all I want you to do is allow me. When I do that, I want you to know what I speak to you. It is important for you to hear it and to obey it. Because when you do that, you increase. You have the power of my will and my spirit in you. So he suffered them to go hungry, that he may prove himself, show them who he is. He said, "Neither did your avats have this." I didn't do this with them. But I'm doing this with you. And that he might make known that man does not live by bread alone. That was the whole purpose. It's not the bread or the matter that you're eating that is your strength. But your strength is that you live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does a man live. He said, "I want you to understand that every word that I speak to you is a word of life." HaMashiach says that if you continue in my word, you are my disciples, you are my Shalishians indeed, and you shall know the truth. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And every word that he spoke, it was the living word. It was the word of Yah. It was Yah. It was Yah. He spoke unto them. And so he said, "You will know that you simply do not live by bread. So I will feed you bread. But you must live by every word that I speak to you." Every word. That has not changed. That has not been done away with. And so you must go to the Bereshit of all things. You must go to the beginning. Every word of Yah is pure. Every word. He said, "You must live by every word." Now this religious mind doesn't do that. It picks and chooses, doesn't it? You know how you pick. I like this, but I don't like that. I like pizza, but I don't like broccoli. I like hamburger, but I don't like cauliflowers. I like cake, but I don't like pasta. Now that's the way we choose the word of Yah. It will not serve you anything at all. You will die. That's why we're very unhealthy. Spiritually, we're unhealthy. And our natural beings, we are unhealthy, brothers and sisters. Don't kid ourselves. What is in our spiritual life, it is almost a direct representation of what's in us. He says to them, "If you obey all I command you, you shall live. You shall multiply. You shall be strengthened." And if we do what Yahweh says, what our every situation, it is to humble us. It is to bring out this humble nature to the people of Yah. We have been shaped in iniquitous ways and arrogance. We have been shaped that way. We have. That's why when they got out, they began to rebel. It would have been best if we stayed in Mizraim. We had garlic. We had leeks. We had everything we wanted. I had everything my way. I had this. I had money. I had my own house. You had nothing. I was listening today how that these crooks, and that's all they are, these money lenders, how that people, these twisted mortgages they have, and they are bringing people under the curse of that. How that they're losing their homes, and the first of the year there's going to be a drove of them. House payment going from $500 to $1,500 a month. This trickery and this devilish action they do, this greed, the love of money. Interviewing those little people that have saved all their lives and put all their monies down, and now the house payment goes up. They can't make it. There's no way they can do it. How are they going to do it? And then the first of the year, their mortgages, the bankers, they foreclose their homes. And they're put out in the streets without nothing. And the only thing that they will get, if they sell the house, and they're not looking to put the house on the market, if it's worth $100,000, all they want to do is get the investment. They have already made the investments when they sold the house. Man paying 6-7 years, they have made their monies. You understand? And so, if they sell it for $50,000, that's all right. I get mine, you get your commission, that's all that matters. This is a wicked nation. It is. They're going to bring this nation down. 18% of the workforce in Illinois, it is illegals. And those that are not even naturalized citizens. Do you understand that? 18% of the workforce in the nation, in a country like, in a state like that. 18%. They keep us dumbed down with cherry pies and trivia things. They keep you dumb that way. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. They keep us dumb that way. Whereby we don't understand the realities of things taking place. And when it hits, you're going to be like a total heathen driven, a beast. Driven by the winds. And that is the truth. He said, you're not going to live by bread alone. He said, I feed you with the bread to let you know. It's not the bread now. Just not that alone. But every word that I speak to you. His mitzvah, he has spoken to us. His commandments. His Torah, he has spoken that to us. And not only has he spoken it, he has written that in the lap of his people. He has done that. He says, every word that comes out of the mouth of Yah does a man live. Your garments did not wear out on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. Now that is profound, isn't it? You can put on a pair of shoes and said, for a little while and your foot will swell. We were coming down the road on Sunday and I had a cramp. Never had one. I said, oh my, what do I do? Of course, that my right foot on the gas pedal. Elamar said, take your shoe off. And that thing, it was hurting. You understand? And then when you take shoes off, it tends that the blood tends to run to your feet. And then your foot began to swell. He said, even your foot did not swell for 40 years. Now, that is saying something. That is all right by me. They did not swell for 40 years. You shall also consider in your lab that as a man discipline his son... Do you all hear that? As a man disciplines his son, so what? Yahweh, your Abba, discipline you. Do you discipline a son to humble him? You discipline your child to humble them. So as you discipline your son, Yahweh is going to discipline you. You know, my mother would say, I got something for you. She will prove your heart. And when she finished with it, you would be humble. You may have been arrogant when she began, but she would humble you. And it was a respect too. These dogs today don't respect their mothers or no one. It was a respect. I was 17 years old, my mother still was whipping me. These little fruit heads today, ignorant, dumb, ignoramuses. And you parents that do not do right by them, woe unto you. It was an honor there. And even though I was an ignorant thing, I know what scripture says, honor thy avat and thy aims, and thy days shall be long upon the land Yah gives you. He's given me some days, and many young men that grow me, they're dead. He's given me health in my physical body. Sure I do. Sure. He's put that in me. He's put health in me. Physical strength. Yahweh's word, it's the true words. That's why they're dying in the streets the way they're dying. That's why they're dying. Believe me. They're not getting by. I don't care if it's your son or your daughter. The spirit that's overtaking this world today, little girls, Jezebels, and poor daggers, you don't realize. We're in Atlanta. Pastor Hunter said, Pastor Roberts, they don't wear them tight anymore here. They're dressing like they're boys. And I say, that can't be, Pastor Hunter. They got them hanging off their buttocks. I saw that. It was unbelievable. I said, oh, my. I mean, they look worse than boys. I mean, just, it was such a filthy, horrible thing. They want to take away the effeminate nature of a woman today. So they don't even want to act effeminate. A woman should want to be feminine. Feminine. She should not even want to walk. She should even study her steps to make sure it is feminine. I don't want an effeminate walk. I want a walk that makes a statement. And a woman, her walk, not mincing it. And I saw that. He said, what did I tell you? I said, I couldn't believe it. I mean, this woman had it down. I mean, just looking at her, she looked like a boy. That's a twisted, devilish, demonic mind. That's what it is. Demonic power. Fool, that's what they are. Fool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, as you avatch discipline your sons, so I discipline mine. Only his sons. Yahweh also discipline you. Verse 6, therefore, he says, now therefore, you shall keep the mitzvot of Yah your Abba to walk in his ways, and not only to walk in his ways, but to fear him. To fear Yahweh. To make sure you fear him. To walk in his ways. Now your ways seems right, don't they? Your anger, your wickedness, your conniving, your secretive, corrupt planning, it seems right, doesn't it? But it's wrong. We must walk in all the ways of Almighty Yah. And we walk in His ways, we will live, we will have life. We will. I say to Yahweh all the time, I know, brothers and sisters, I'm going to die one day. We all are. But as long as I'm alive, I want to live. Not just breathing and eating. That is not what I mean. I want to live with the full purpose and the passion and the desire of Yahweh in my life. There's nothing that I want to ascertain in this life. Because life, as far as ascertaining anything, it is a purposeless life. Because none of that on the deathbed is going to revive you. It's going to help you. It's going to deliver you. The only thing is the word of Yahweh. His word is our only strength. It is what fortifies us. And when we obey what he says, when we walk in his ways, we are fortified. We come alive. We have strength. We multiply. Our strength increases. We can draw from a reservoir that we never thought we had. You can draw from things that you did not even realize what was in you. When he tests and proves your heart, it is a process of cleansing, and then he has to go in there and set things in order. It is almost critiquing a paper. That's what it is. Making sure that the spelling, the punctuation is right, and all of that. Hallelujah. Make sure all that is right. I have, when I write letters, I have this program. And of course, I'm not the fastest typist, but I type pretty fast. I can get around on the keyboards. I know what the keys are, but I don't have proper finger placement. But I type pretty fast. I can get around. And of course, there's one thing that I always do. Even though I spell the words, it's the one thing I always do. I may spell you because U and F on the key, they're right there by each other. I may have Y-O-U-F. But I always do what we call a spell check. to make sure that everything is spelled right. I always do that. I don't care if I write a two-sentence letter. I do a spell check. I always do that. If nothing else, to make sure the word is spelled right. I use that analogy to show that's what Yahweh does when He tries and tests our love. He proves what is actually in there. And then what is wrong, when the test, He will say, wrong, X, that's all right. Good check. That's all right. No good. Wrong, X, X, X. And so what He does by the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah, it does not come and talk of things that it has not heard, but it speaks of the things that are already in the left. So it tells you, David, that there's an X there. It's wrong. That's wrong, Deacon Horn. You got to get it right. That's what He does. He comes to prove. He comes to prove our leaven. We ought to bless Him. Examine me, Yah. Examine me, Yah. Examine my mind. Examine my Ruah, O Yahweh, and prove or test me. Test me, Yah. Try my reign, the spirit that rule, and try my love. Show me what's there, Yah. I want to know what's there. I do. It's almost like you've been sick at times and you're trying to figure out what it is. Many times it's just something just very minuscule. But that's not how you think, is it? It makes you think it is this. That could be this. I tell you, I have a knot in my side. It's been there ever since I was a young lad. It's been there. I said, tell my wife something, feel that. Right there. It's a knot. Sometimes it gets that big. And of course I thought it's cancer. It could be a tumor. It could be that. I don't know what it is. Does it make any difference? Not at all. But my mind doesn't tell me that it's something that is just, don't worry about that. It tells me it could be this, could be that. But whatever it is, it could be what it is. And what it is just what it is. I don't know what it is, and that's all right by me. I know who He is. That's all that matters. And we know who He is. He proved what's in us. And we ought to rejoice that He proved what's in us. Examine me, Yah. And He sent His word to judge you and to examine you. By mercy and truth, then He purged our iniquitous love. That's what He does. He shows us mercy. He shows us truth, brothers and sisters. How do you know it's truth? Because it is the Torah of Yah. It's based in Torah strength. We see the fullness of that power in Yahshua. So He examines us. Therefore, you should keep my mitzvah. Keep the mitzvahs of Yah, your Abba, to walk in His ways, and you shall fear Him. That's what we must do. And brothers and sisters, if we began to acknowledge Almighty Yahweh, even as Solomon did, I want to read this before I close. There's a prayer of Solomon that he prayed. It's right there in Devarim. Turn back to the 7th chapter. I want you to hear this. In verse 12, it says this, and Yahweh appeared to Solomon by night, and said to him, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself a bayad to sacrifice. If I shut up the Shemayam, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, now you understand who's doing this is Yah. He shuts up the Shemayam, the heavens. He commands the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people, He said, if my people, listen now, this is not the panacea or everything, but this is what He says, if my people who are called by my name, if they will just humble, afflict themselves, and when you humble yourself, you afflict yourself. If they will humble themselves and make tefillah, make prayer, and they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, He said, then will I hear. Then will I hear. From Hashemayam, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. If my people would humble themselves, if they would afflict themselves, if they would bow down, if they would truly do that, and make tefillah, sincere supplication prayer. Our prayers, you know what they amount to, don't you? Our willingness unto Yah, we don't have anything like that. There's no purpose. It's not in our homes, in this community. It's a sad thing. It's pitiful. It's sad. Yet the world they express unto their deities and their gods. As they allow the visions from hell to permeate their mind. As the world tells them and their television tell them of the vision that they want them to walk in. That's all it does. That's all it is. It is a vision processing tool. And the enemy uses it to tell you the vision, It imparts, it implants, it imprints the vision of your mind. That's why they go boom, boom, boom. That's why they get naked, naked, naked. That's why they rob, rob, rob. That's why they steal, steal, steal. That's why they're greedy, greedy, greedy. That's why they're never satisfied, satisfied. Because it is the vision of the world that is imprinted in their minds. And the power of that to control them. That's what they do. And then they use the medium to do that. Yah says, in order for you to understand and to have the vision of Yah, you need the living word. You must have the word of Yahweh preached unto you. Because the people without vision, they always perish. We have no vision of whom Yahweh is. That's why we need to set our affection on things that are above and not on things that are earthly. Our eyesight have to be above and not beneath. We have to get our vision beyond these earthly, beyond these natural perceptions, and begin to see the spiritual perception of Almighty Yahweh. Because Yahweh is a spirit. Those that worship Him must do it in the Ruach and in truth, and the power of His Torah. You can't do it any other way. You cannot. And that's what we have messed up. That's why we have compromised with the things of Yahweh. That's why we have soul peddled them. I will not soul peddle anything. To hell with this world, you, your sons and your daughters, they don't love Yah. To hell with them. Simple as that. Period. I'm not going to compromise for them. I'm not going to try to make them love Yah. You can't do it. You don't love Him. So you think you're going to do it? Hallelujah. He's going to save Israel from this sin. He said, then I will hear. I will hear. From Hashemiah. And then I will forgive you of your sins. And I will heal your land. That's what I will do. If you will afflict yourself, you will humble yourself. That is what even when we would see David when he sat in sackcloth and ashes. It was a form of affliction. Shave their heads. They would just deny themselves of any kind of natural creature comfort. It is our creature nature that drives us away from Yahweh. It drives us with this uncontrollable lust, this insatiable desire that cannot be controlled. And the world feeds you constantly with things to make you take Yahweh out of your thoughts and replace them with trinkets and gods and things. Something is wrong. I'd rather have Hamashiach than to have silver and gold. Hallelujah. Little group of people there, I believe it was Botswana's little community, that the diamond mines, the people, have been their way of life for hundreds of years. And because of the De Beers and these rich, powerful men, they've uprooted these little people and cast them out. They have nowhere to go. You understand? Right down here in Florida, there's 40 acres. Do you hear me? That the people have been living there for 50, 60 years. That's 40 acres. In mobile homes. Right by Sandy Beach. Right down the street is where the Rush Limbaughs and these rich. Donald Trump has a place right down the street from that 40 acres of mobile homes. That the house is going for $125 million. 40 acres. 42 acres to the exact. These are elderly people that have been there 70 years, bunch of folly and frivolity. I was listening to them yesterday. There was a developer came in there and said, I tell you what, we want to buy the whole community, the whole incorporated place. We'll give you all $500 million. Everyone will walk away millionaire. Everyone. You see the unjustness of this world system? They take a little indigenous people and say, get off the land. We give you a cow. Get off. And they say to ones here, we will give you $1 million apiece. $1 million. Why? Because on half an acre, they can build a set of condos 40 stories high and sell each one of them for $3 million apiece. They've made their monies, their investments. It's a wicked world. That's why we must walk in the ways of Yahweh. The ways of man, they seem right, because they satisfy one component of man, his own lust and his own greed. Yahweh will satisfy the inward parts of a man. He really will. I know that. I'm very satisfied. I'm all right. I'm happy. Period. I am. Hallelujah. Let me close with this from Abraham, Hebrews chapter 11. Yahweh speaks unto Israel the conditions of Yahweh's people to trust him. When they know that it is Yahweh that is proving himself or proving us, that's what we must learn. He says in Abraham 11:37, Yahweh says of the patriarchs, they were stoned, they were sown apart, they were tested. That's what that tempted is. It is the same word, onah. They were tempted. They were tested. They were humble. They were humble before Yah. They were tested. They were humble. They were slain with the sword. They wandered in sheep clothing or sheepskin and goat. They were destitute. They were afflicted. They were afflicted, brought low. They were tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all having obtained a tough report through faith, Emunah, they received not the promise. Yahweh have provided for us too, that they without us should not be made perfect. And they have been tested, they have been tried, they were afflicted. And yet, although they did not receive the promise, they endured those afflictions. They were brought humble, they were brought low, because they trusted Almighty Yahweh. Who are we going to trust? And what are we going to trust? Has he proven himself to you? Or is the reality of Yahweh some figment of imagination? Is it some kind of religious humdrum? Or does it possess the essential qualities of whom he is? I believe the latter. It reveals unto us who he is. And the process of his testing to prove to us who he is, it proves to us what's in us. He brought them 40 years to prove to them, to show them what was in their lab. Each day, he permits you to show you what's actually in you. And at the latter part of the day, if we actually did what Scripture tells us, if we examine our life, if we actually upon our beds study our day, we will see the infractions in the negligence toward Almighty Yahweh. And he does that to show you what's in you. It is your sin, the sin of your own life, your iniquity, your corruption, that separates you from Yah unto this humble nature of supplication, of prayer, desire to pray. This is a slothful, lazy, wicked generation. Yahweh has no appeal to them. And the only ones that he is trying to appeal to is my people. He is trying to show my people their sins. He is trying to show my people their iniquity and their corrupt ways. Will you allow him to do that? Then he's going to prove to you who he is. And now that he's going to prove you and prove what's in you. That's the only way you're going to know him. Hallelujah. That's why we don't have his strength today. He's going to have to do that. Prove us, Yah. Prove what's in our life. Show us the corruption. May Yah bless you all tonight. May he help you. It's always wonderful to talk about him. I never get tired of doing it. Never get tired of preaching either. Hallelujah. 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 May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged, I am. You that are listening, may Yah strengthen you all. Brother Michael, bless you all. Bless you all. Brother Jerry, Sister Maria. Everything Yahweh says is right. But these fools say it wrong. And they're fools too. Believe me, I'm not afraid of them either. I'm not afraid of them. I'm a warrior, and I'm going to die that way. May Yah bless you. Bless you all that are listening. May His strength fill your heart. Let us stand to our feet. Wonderful to see you all. So wonderful to see you. All of you. In all things we do bless you, Abba. We pray your strength upon the house of Israel. Give all the brothers rest that have labored today and the ones that we ask it all, the sisters, in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.